This is KMUW, Wichita Public Radio. This week on Past and Present, Dr. Robert Weems says as February's Black History Month moves into March's Women's History Month, it's important to recognize the linkage of the two.
One of the constants of the post-slavery African-American experience has been the positive role played by Black women's organizations in promoting community uplift. The National Association of Colored Women, the NACW, helped set the stage for modern African-American female community activism. Established in 1896, the NACW adopted as its motto, "Lifting as we climb." This pioneering organization, which gave top priority to assisting disadvantaged Black youth, also brought public attention to such broad-based contemporary problems as lynching and disenfranchisement. Another important development in the evolution of progressive Black women's organizations was the birth and development of Greek-lettered African-American sororities. Beginning with the establishment of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated in 1908, succeeding years featured the establishment of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated in 1913, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated in 1920, and Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Incorporated in 1922. These organizations, similar to their male counterparts, have their own distinct histories and traditions, but the one thing that binds them together is their collective commitment to community service. Still another historic and contemporary manifestation of organized Black female community involvement is the Lynx Incorporated, established in 1946. Its chapters across the country have long focused on such issues as education and racial health disparities. For KMUW, this is Dr. Robert E. Weems, Jr.